بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. اذا شارف بلا وشی خارج بلا رومی وقف تبریز دور از شاہ حکیم محمد اختصر ابن ور اللہ ما قدہو اندیس اشار وزتن جنوبی افریقہ 28 شعبان 1414 ہجری. The title is رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستان جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغا. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستان جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغا. ہو مبارک تجھ کو اے آہو فغا ان کی جانب سے کرم پایا آیا. ہو مبارک تجھ کو اے آہو فغا ان کی جانب سے کرم پایا آیا. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستان جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغا. جب سنو گے داستان عاشقا جب سنو گے داستان عاشقا پھر ملے گی تم کو بزم دوستا پھر ملے گی تم کو بزم دوستا. دوستو یہ درد دل کا بوستا دوستو یہ درد دل کا بوستا ہے آتا اے دوست بہرے دوستا ہے آتا اے دوست بہرے دوستا. جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفرا جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفرا رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان. سینکڑوں جا کی ہے بارش ہر زمان سینکڑوں جا کی ہے بارش ہر زمان ایسی جا پر جو فدا ہو تجھ پہ یا ایسی جا پر جو فدا ہو تجھ پہ یا. جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقا جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقا ان کی خاموشی ہے رشک صد بیا ان کی خاموشی ہے رشک صد بیا. جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو جس میں خاکی ہے فقط اے دوستا جس میں خاکی ہے فقط اے دوستا. دل میرا مضطر ہے تیرے لیے دل میرا مضطر ہے تیرے لیے دل میرا مضطر ہے تیرے لیے ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں. جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا رہتا ہے ہر وقت اختر شادماں رہتا ہے ہر وقت اختر شادماں. ہو مبارک تجھ کو اے آہو فغا ان کی جانب سے کرم پایا آیا. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستان
جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغان. الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. These poems of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali rush karta hai zami par asma. The skies envy the earth. When certain things happen on the earth, the skies also envy the earth. Otherwise, the skies are regarded as much superior that they envy the earth. And Hazrat explains in the poem why. And this poem Hazrat wrote here in South Africa on the 28th of Shaban 1414, corresponding to the 10th of February 1994. These poems were made by Hazrat here in South Africa. Hazrat says, Kya kahu main dard-e-dil ki daastan? What to say, how to explain the story of the heart, the story of the love, of the pain of Allah Ta'ala in the heart, what to say about it, how to go about explaining it. Jis ki barakat se mili aahon fugha. By the barakat of that love of Allah Ta'ala and the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala, I got blessed with making dua, sobbing and crying to Allah Ta'ala. When a person has connection with Allah Ta'ala and he understands that everything happens only by Allah, not even by himself, not by the dead. Some people worship the dead, worship the ancestors, some worship buzurgs, etc. Not that, not even by any technology, not even yourself, only Allah is the doer. And then you turn to Allah Ta'ala and you sob and cry to him for your smallest need also. For everything, you know, only Allah can do it. And you turn and you become so thankful to Allah for giving you a peaceful life, a comfortable life, and you realize this is not at all anything of my doing. You see your namazes which you are making, your tilawat, that also you don't regard it as my achievement. And you just, your tears flow that, Ya Allah, you chose me for your ibadah. For example, coming to the masjid, you are thankful to Allah. And then going to Haram Sharif, you are thankful to Allah. Ya Allah, you took me for each and everything. And in this then, a person doesn't look down upon anyone who is far from deen. He will also wish good for that person and make dua for him. But he won't look down. If I myself have achieved my position, then I can look down, why didn't the others? But it is all from Allah. So I make shukr to Allah, he gave me tawfiq of making namaz, of living an Islamic life, to whatever extent, etc. And this person then doesn't look down upon anyone. The person can be in the worst of sin also, he doesn't look down upon that person. So this is all, when you get that love, you get the pain of the love of Allah in the heart, then you get this aho fugha also, which Allah blesses. So you don't have to work directly to be sobbing and crying in your dua. If you do, it will be also quite superficial. But if you have the love of Allah, it will come automatically, and the reality of it will come also. Ho mubarak tujhko eh aho fugha. This aho fugha I got, Hazrat explains, by the love of Allah, the pain of the love of Allah. And this aho fugha itself, sobbing and crying in front of Allah Ta'ala, this is also very blessed in itself. Unki janib se karam paya aya. By the blessings of it, I found Allah Ta'ala's karam very openly. Karam is from kareem. Kareem is Allah Ta'ala who makes karam. And Allah's karam is that Allah Ta'ala gives without a person being worthy of anything. Allah gives without asking from Allah Ta'ala. Allah gives more than what you hope and expect it also. And Allah gives without any fear of His treasures depleting in any way also. In that way Allah Ta'ala, and this is the barakat of Aho Fugha. sobbing and sighing, then that karam of Allah comes on a person. And that sobbing and sighing comes from the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. When a person develops that love of Allah Ta'ala, and that love of Allah Ta'ala comes from those people who have got the love of Allah. How much we associate with them, so much we will be also blessed with that love of Allah Ta'ala. Jab sunoge daasta-e-aashiqa, whenever you will hear the story of these lovers of Allah Ta'ala, phir milegi tumko bazm-e-dosta. Then Allah will bless you also with a majlis, with a gathering of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Then you won't be able to keep quiet. You also will start speaking of the love of Allah. And when you speak of the love of Allah, Allah will give you ears also. Allah will give you people who will come to you, and they will also want to listen. Very blessed are those people who are blessed with majlis. And in that, that is the source of all the goodness coming alive. And this all comes from when a person has ta'alluq with Ahlullah, then Allah Ta'ala blesses a person with majlis also. Otherwise a person might be making lot of ibadat, etc., but the word of Allah is not being promoted and propagated to others. This happens in a majlis. And this majlis Allah grants to a person who has contact with the Ahlullah. Then Allah blesses that person and he also has majlis. Dosto, ye dard dil ka boosta. And this majlis, just see how Hazrat is connecting one to the other. This garden of the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is where the lovers of Allah gather. They gather not only to listen to a bayan, an academic bayan. They don't only listen, get together to listen to some targheeb and encouragement, but for the love of Allah. Where the love of Allah will be spoken, and that will be cultivated, such a gathering. So that's that gathering, dosto ye dard dil ka boosta. This garden of the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala, this garden, this gathering, like this gathering of ours now presently, is a beautiful garden where we are gathered to gather the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Why do we say, and why is Hazrat referring to dard-e-dil, the pain of the heart? Because love is painful. Like in love, you don't want your beloved to be pained in any way, to be hurt in any way. You don't want your beloved to have any negativity towards you in any way, but fear all the time. That is the pain. You don't want to lose your beloved at any time, in any way whatsoever. In fact, so much so, though this is an exclusive, a separate case, it's not a general case, that if you go to your sheikh, one of the adabs, which is exclusive, which is not general, doesn't apply to all of us, don't even convey the salams of somebody else. Because in that, your sheikh's attention goes to somebody else. And yeah, you should have your sheikh's attention fully to yourself. But this is exclusive. There is not some people's salam makes the sheikh happy. And those who brought the salam, then the sheikh gets happy with that person also. But when you get involved in talks with your sheikh of other matters, then you are now yourself, you are voluntarily taking the attention of the sheikh off you. Whereas the attention of the sheikh should be on you. So this gathering of the lovers of Allah, so that is the pain of the love of Allah. That you don't want your sheikh's attention to be even turned away from you for 1 minute also. So, but this is exclusive and special situation. Otherwise, there is no harm to convey the salams of other people, and in fact to convey the salams of those people that will make the sheikh happy, that will be even a source of greater attention for you from the sheikh. Hey ata dost behre dosta, hey ata dost behre dosta. This is a gift of Allah Ta'ala, this gathering of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Very, very fortunate are those people who have majlis, and we should endeavor to have majlis. And where the lovers of Allah gather, there is a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Jab zameen par rote hai mustaghfira, and when a person cries on this earth, making istighfar to Allah tabaraka ta'ala, begging for forgiveness from Allah ta'ala. At that time, rush karta hai zameen par asma. The heavens also, the skies also, they also envy the earth. Hadrat explains that when a sinner makes tawbah, he immediately becomes a VIP in the court of Allah ta'ala. Hadrat gives us beautiful example that one son of all the black sheep in the house was doing all wrong things. He got involved in lot of wrong things. Finally even ran away from the house. He ran up big accounts for his father also. He did lot of wrong things also. But one day he realizes he makes tawbah. And he comes back again. And blood is thicker than water. The love of the father for his son in any case, now that he has made tawbah, the father will say to the mother, today prepare special meals for this son. The one who was the most disobedient and who had done so much of harm, prepare the best meals. Prepare a nice bedroom for him. Make up his bedroom also. And tonight don't worry about the others. All who are doing my work. They are working for me, they are earning, but don't worry about them. This one here who has made tawbah. Finally, he eats, he sleeps. Next day he tells his father that, father, I ran up your accounts also, and besides that I'm owing people so much of money also, and the thugs, they are behind me also, they want to kill me also, they want their money, etc. So the father say, no problem, give me a list of all your accounts and I will sort it out. Like that, a person who made gunas, and when he turns to Allah Ta'ala, then la'ameen al-muzlabeen, the sobbing and crying of the person who makes tawbah and istighfar in the court of Allah, la habba ilallahi min zajril musabbihin. All those people who are reading tasbih, who are making tahajjud, who are making du'as, Allah loves the sobbing and crying. He is a VIP today. And now when you tell Allah, Allah, I've done lot of wrong to many people. Please Allah, forgive me. And you beg of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, give me those accounts. Now Allah sorts it out. Allah makes means for you now, and that you can now pay those people also. Settle all your debts also. So when this condition comes on a person, then the heavens envy the earth. The end in the heavens are farishtas. No human beings go up into the skies, commit gunas there, etc. Hey, they are all farishtas. And only the goodness of Allah. And here on earth, lot of guna takes place. But that gunegar who makes tawbah, he becomes so beloved to Allah Ta'ala. And whenever any person turns to Allah, asking for forgiveness, and is sobbing and crying, is more beloved to Allah than those people who are making ibadat all the time also. This is a great, great thing of making tawbah and istighfar, that the heavens, the malaika envy the earth at that time. Sekro ja ki hai barish har zama. There is all the time huge rains of Allah's mercy that comes down. Sankro ja ki hai barish har zama, aisi ja par jo fida ho tujh par, tujh pe ya. And Allah Ta'ala's mercy is coming down all the time. But you cannot imagine that person who gives his life for Allah. And that means that he sacrifices his desires for Allah. And especially the desire of looking at other women, which Allah keeps alive in a person. And it's there, but for Allah's sake. And you say to yourself, Ya Allah, I really desire to see this woman, but for your sake I'm not looking. You close your eyes, you look down. At that time, the Allah's mercy, which is coming down in torrents all the time, more than all that, Allah's mercy comes down on you. Your friends talking, ghibat starts about somebody. You also want to join the whole conversation. You also want to say something, but you realize it's haram. And you say, I won't say one word. And in fact, you don't sit there also. You get up and you leave that gathering. Allah's mercy unlimited falls upon you. You are having an argument with your wife, with your friends or with anyone, and you can say a lot of things. And for example, your wife didn't do something for you. You can scold her, or you can just speak to her also, but for Allah's sake you keep quiet. at that time Allah's mercy that comes on you is more than all the mercy which is coming on all who are making ibadah. Eh, when you sacrifice for Allah's sake, and this occasion comes to every person all the time, it is for him to accept that gift of Allah or whether he rejects it. And these arguments come, these occasions when people are discussing about people making ribat, etc., looking at other man for woman, looking at other woman for man, this occasion comes all the time also. All when you want to fantasize and you want to think, nobody knows, but you say, Ya Allah, Tawbah, Tawbah, I'm not going to think of this. Ya Allah, and you start thinking about Allah, the mercy, the favors of Allah, you beg of Him, His unlimited clemency and mercy all the time. That person, Allah's rahmat comes pouring down upon that person at that time. Rishya, aisi jahan par jo fida ho tujh par ye ya. Jab bhi dekha hai sukoot aashiqa. Hazrat says that whenever I saw the silence of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, that silence of theirs, sometimes they make bayan, they explain of the love of Allah, etc. But when I saw the silence, when they kept quiet, unki khamoshi hai, rashke sab bayan. The silence is the envy of hundreds of bayans. Eh? That what and what is, well, we all know, but what is in your heart, everything you can't bring on your tongue. And you say also, I can't explain to you, I don't know how to explain to you what is in the heart, cannot be fully told by the tongue. Those people who master language, any language, and mashallah, when they translate and interpret the conditions of the heart, a person gets overwhelmed. What a writer, what a prolific writer he is, how he explains emotions. And when you can explain emotions, you win the hearts of people. But in any case, all the emotions of the heart are impossible to be explained by the tongue. So the sukoot, the silence of the ashiqa, the lovers of those who are genuine lovers of Allah, their silence, they're not fantasizing about some haram. They're not planning to do some haram. They are engaged with Allah. And that which no matter what their bayans are, that can, the bayans can never ever be even a small percentage, a fraction of what is in their hearts. So when I see the silence of the lovers of Allah, I just imagine, Ya Allah, what is going through in their heart? That which all bayans cannot explain, that is going through their hearts at this time. And unki khamoshi hai rashk, rashk sab bayan, and the silence is the envy of hundreds of bayans. Eh? How people get impressed with bayans, mashallah, how the love of Allah was explained, etc. But that silence, that is the envy of hundreds of such bayans. Because what is in the heart cannot be explained. Jiske aabo gil mein darde dil na ho. And a person who in his body, the makeup of his body, the sand and water of the body, the structure, human structure of the body, if there isn't the element of the love of Allah, if it is only a body which is made up, a biological body, the heart, a biological heart, the heart is even in the whole world, throughout the world, east and west, modern and previous times, the heart was always associated and depicted as a symbol of love. So it's not only a muscle which is pumping blood in the body, but it is the place, the markaz, the center of love also. But that body which hasn't got love in it, the heart is empty of love. The body is empty of love. Jism khaki hai faqat e dosta. That body is only sand and water. It's only mud. That is nothing else in that body. That body that has got love in it. And first of all, to have love for whoever. Many people just don't have that. They're very hard. They very, very brittle. They got no feelings like in them. So first it is to cultivate love and then direct that love to Allah Ta'ala. And for that, buzurgs in the past, we read the stories. People who came to them for tarbiyah and they saw this person is a hard, brittle person. He's got no emotions in him. He's got no sentiments in him. The first effort is to bring love. One such buzurg, deeply had to cross-examine, interrogate and question the murid and find out what has he got some feeling for. Finally, he realized, like in India commonly, the cow is your main source of wealth, your source of status, where previously it used to be, because everything should happen with the cow. Cow should give milk, cow should give dung, dung they should use to build the houses, dung they should use to light the fire, from the fire food they should cook, with the cow they should use to plow the land, the cow was everything. So when he saw he's got some feeling for the cow, he made him make muraqabah, and made him think about the cow, and develop the love of the cow for 6 months. Now the love of the cow had now then he diverted that love now to Allah Ta'ala. So many of us, we don't have the feelings of love also. And we don't know what is love also. And so that person is far from what is the tasawwuf, what the tasawwuf is meant for. And when you have that love, now to turn it the direction to Allah Ta'ala. That is when you will achieve everything. So Allah says, their body, and in the body the main is the heart. If there is no love in that body, then this body is just a biological body. It's not a body which is meant, which we call like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a human, insan. But he was an insan as far as Muhammad ibn Abdullah is concerned. And as far as Muhammadur Rasulullah is concerned, he was a diamond in the human. Of all the stones, he was a diamond. Of all the humans, he was la mithla lahu wa la mathil. There is nobody who is like Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that inside quality. So you can be an insan, human being, but you got no feelings in you. You got no, you're not sensitive. You got no love, no feelings. What that has to be cultivated first. Then you will know what is the love of Allah. Just lot of ibadat is not enough. Lot of tahajjud, lot of zikr, etc. That is not enough. And lot of taqwa also is not enough. If you got no feelings, no love, you don't even look at woman. You got no feelings whatsoever. But when you got feelings and you turn them to Allah, so that has to be cultivated as well. Dil mera mustar rahe tere liye. And when this love is, then a person's heart is always restless for Allah Ta'ala. That always, you only find sukoon in the love of Allah. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained, in the Haram of Mecca, a black child got lost. And the people crying, the mother is crying one side, the child is crying one side, whole Haram so big, and they just got separated. And all the beautiful white women were trying to console the child, picking up the child, but it wouldn't. But when that black mother of the child came, and she picked up the child, immediately the child found solace. Like that is a mu'min. That with Allah, if he's lost in this dunya, anything, he starts crying. That where I'm lost here. And when you get to the masjid, when you get to tilawat, when you get to zikr, and when you get to haramain sharifain, what to say, then you find, like the compass needle, Hazrat gives this beautiful example. When you take it off north, how violently it shakes all the time. When it comes to north, it finds sukoon. Now it has found its place. Like that is the heart. Dil mera mustar rahe tere liye. My heart must be always restless for you, O my Allah. When I start making, lift my hands in du'as, when I start thinking of you, then I find sukoon. And when other things, and guna is out, a person gets mad when he is any guna, or any places of ghaflat and that, he's mad, or he can't take it whatsoever. But the moment he finds Allah, the places where Allah is, masjid, tilawat, zikr, tahajjud, then he finds consolence. Hey, yahi bas haasil hai har do jahan. This is what a person must get. What is the object of the two worlds? To find Allah. That your heart finds solace with Allah Ta'ala. And fortunately, how many of us, we find solace in other things? When we are engaged in other things, wa idha zukir Allah wahdu, when only Allah is mentioned, ishmazat qulubul ladina la yu'minuna bil akhirah. When those people's hearts become restless, they can't take it when Allah is remembered. Bayan, they'll sit 2 minutes, they'll get up and they'll go. Or they take out their cell phone. Now they're busy all the time. Bayan is carrying on. For some reason they have to sit, but they're all the time busy with their cell phone. Or they'll prepare in their minds or in their notebook, they'll be preparing something else. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ. And when other things besides Allah, some business talk comes out, political talk comes out, or some sports talks comes out, Idahum yastabshirun. Now you see them happy. When you see them, we got a bride at home. Let's go for namaz. Hey, now namaz. Now we have to go for namaz. By force they go, or they don't go. They just stay away. But when bright time, when you see they bright. Now they are talking, laughing, everything. But for namaz, for other things, when many families also, or social gatherings, you talk about deen, you talk about Allah, you see the people is like they falling off to sleep. Just change the subject a little about dunya, and you see everyone got a comment. And everyone is part of it already. So that is the hasil of the two words, that your heart when you remember Allah Ta'ala. What is the other ayat? وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَعَزَّتْ قُلُوبَ الَّذِينَ وَإِذَا دُعِيَ اللَّهُ in the next superlatives. Anyway, inshallah. If you remember this. جَبْ سَيْتَرَ غَمِّ اللَّهِ اَيْ خُدَى. And when a person found the love of Allah, Allah Ta'ala, rehta hai har waqt akhtar, shad ma. All the time I'm living happily. Which Hazrat explained in another bayan, that Allah Ta'ala, His Zat is such, that kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'nin, that every day, that's a translation, the tafsir of every day means, every split second, Allah Ta'ala is in a different splendor. And whoever has made contact with Allah, he is also in a different splendor all the time. There is no boredom for him. There is no stress, tension for him. He is in a different splendor all the time. Sometimes he is in namaz, sometimes in zikr, sometimes in shukr, sometimes in tawbah and istighfar, sometimes thinking of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. All the time he is in a different world whatsoever. وَإِذَا دُعِيَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. جزاكم الله منا. When Allah is called, wahda, only Allah. Kafartum, the people make kufr. They don't want to believe. Like today, only Islamic education. Oh, this is not practical. You must have dunya's education also. And in this dunya, you must mix dunya also. You must balance it. And you mustn't be an extremist. Not only Allah all the time. What is this only talking of Allah all the time? وَإِذَا دُعِيَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ كَفَرْتُمْ. Then they don't want to accept. That you must have you must read Ayatul Kursi. Very important. But make sure your insurance, your premiums are paid also. Both things you must have. Balance it. That is then when it's only Allah, that Allah alone, كَفَرْتُمْ. وَإِذَا دُعِيَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ كَفَرْتُمْ وَإِشْرَبْ بِهِ تُؤْمِنُ. And when you make shirk with Allah, then all bring iman. Yeah, this Islam is nice now. That you have all your sports also, you have your zikr also, you must balance things. You must choose the middle path. You mustn't be an extremist. You mustn't only deen all the time. You must have this also, yeah. Then the people bring iman, that kind of iman. Half iman. Mixed iman. Adulterated. Nobody likes adultery. But yeah, iman we adulterate. That then we accept it. Eh? So this is, these two ayats have got great, great meaning in them. And we should ponder in them very, very in depth in these two ayats.
Hazrat Wala, Arifullah, Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayka Kalam. Nahi aate nazar lekin pare parwaz aahonge. Muhabbat tera sadqa hai, samal hai tere naazon ke. جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے زمین پر ہے مگر کیا رابطہ ہے عرش اعظم سے زمین پر ہے مگر کیا رابطہ ہے عرش اعظم سے نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے
جی بھر دیکھو فدا ہے عشق پانی حسن فانی پر، جدھر دیکھو فدا ہے عشق فانی حسن فانی پر، فدا اللہ پر ہے قلب جا اللہ والوں کے، فدا اللہ پر ہے قلب جا اللہ والوں کے، تجھے دھوکا نہ دے فانی بتوں کی عارضی رنگت، تجھے دھوکا نہ دے فانی بتوں کی عارضی رنگت، کبھی دیکھو گے قبروں میں کبھی دیکھو گے تم قبروں میں اب تلا حال لاشوں کے، کبھی دیکھو گے تم قبروں میں اب تلا حال لاشوں کے، جو اہل دل کے جوتوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے، جو اہل دل کے جوتوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے، شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے، شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے، چمن میں جیسی ہوتی ہے عینا دل کی پذیرائی، چمن میں جیسی ہوتی ہے عینا دل کی پذیرائی، کہیں وہ مرتبے ہوتے ہیں صحراؤں میں زاغوں کے، کہیں وہ مرتبے ہوتے ہیں صحراؤں میں زاغوں کے، وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کر بھی خدا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں، وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کر بھی خدا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں، مگر کچھ اہل دل ہی آشنا ہے ایسے رازوں کے، مگر کچھ اہل دل ہی آشنا ہے ایسے رازوں کے، وہ کرگس جو کسی مردے پہ ہوتا ہے فدا اختر، وہ کرگس جو کسی مردے پہ ہوتا ہے فدا اختر، وہ کیا جانے کہ کیا رتبے، وہ کیا جانے کہ کیا رتبے ہے ان کے شاہبازوں کے، وہ کیا جانے کہ کیا رتبے ہے ان کے شاہبازوں کے، محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے، جو میں نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے، محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے،
نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پر پرواز آہوں کے. Allah doesn't, you can't see Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah, the signs of the love of Allah, Allah, yeah, in this world we can't see Allah Ta'ala, لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے, but the sign of the love of Allah that you feel every time, from the lovers of Allah, You don't see them that they are seeing Allah, but the size that they take, how they explain the love of Allah. From there you can gauge the love of Allah Ta'ala. Muhabbat tera sadqa hai, tamar hai, tere nazuk ke. Muhabbat tera sadqa hai. It is through the sadqa, the means, through the wasila, through the means of the love. Tamar hai tere nazuk ke. And it is the fruit of your naz. That is, Allah Ta'ala makes naz. Naz is like how a wife will treat her husband. She's not the boss, but she will treat him like the boss. That is what is called naz. Children are not the boss, but they treat the parents as though they are the boss. They demand what they want and they get what they want. That is called naz. So Allah makes also naz like that. That Allah Ta'ala also, his position is so high, and Allah doesn't, there's another way to understand it. Opposite of naz is niyaz, humility. Allah has got no humility. Allah's chadar, his sheet is his pride. And only Allah is deserving of pride. Because Allah has got everything, it's his own. He hasn't inherited it from anyone. He is not dependent on anyone for it. It is his. So to have pride is the right of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala makes this niyaz naz. Allah doesn't, he's not humble in front of his creation, but he makes this naz. Jo main ye nashar karta hu khazane tere raazon ke. Hazrat says that this that I am distributing, propagating, the treasures of your secrets, this is all because of the naz of Allah. He has blessed me with this. And it is all because of the love of Allah that I have been blessed with this, that I can speak of this great amount of the secrets of Allah's Ta'ala system. Zameen pe hai, magar kya raabta hai, arsh-e-azam se. We are on this earth, but what connection we got with Allah Ta'ala. With a person, when he gets the love of Allah, he is down on this earth, but his connection is with Allah Ta'ala. Nahi aate nazar, lekin pare parwaz aaho ke. Allah is not seen, but just like you hear, the footsteps are going, and you just hearing the footsteps going, but you don't see the person. Like that, Allah signs in the whole world. Allah signs are everywhere, but you don't see Allah Ta'ala. Jidhar dekho, fida hai ishq fani, husn fani par. Wherever I see, what shouldn't be, but what is happening, and what the people are involved in, wherever I see, fida hai ishq, love has given itself over, fani, husn fani par. On this temporary beauty of this world, people have given all the love. Love should have been given to Allah, but they have given it on the temporary beauty of this world. Fida Allah par hai, qalbo jaan Allah walo ke. That those who are Allah wala, they have given their lives, they have given their souls totally over to Allah Ta'ala. Tujhe dhoka na de fani buto ki aarzi rangat. Don't be deceived by the temporary complexion of this temper, of these temporary idols. That is the beauty of this world, whether it is woman, whether it is beautiful resorts, whether it is your home, your garden, some waterfalls, whatever it is, don't let these temporary things deceive you. Kabhi dekhoge tum qabron mein aptar hal laashon ke. You will see terrible conditions in the grave. Yeah, it is just temporary. Judge Akbar Allahabadi has written so beautifully, kai baar humne ye dekha hai, how many times haven't we seen, jinka mushayyan badan tha, muattar kafan tha, whose bodies were chubby and nice, were fit, and they were nice, healthy bodies, and they threw kafan, atar on the kafan also, jo qabre kohan unki ukhri, but when the old graves opened up, there was nobody to fill up. And now we saw the skeletons inside there. Na azwe badan tha, na tare kafan. There wasn't one part of the body that was left, and there wasn't one piece of the kafan that was left also. Everything was. So don't be fooled by the temporary glitter and glamour of this dunya. Think of the eternal. And on the other hand, those who are the true servants of Allah, Allah kept their bodies also intact. Allah kept their kafan also intact. 100% intact. Allah Ta'ala had kept them. And those who gave their lives for this temporary dunya, then nothing of theirs was left. جو اہل دل کی جھوٹوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے, those who are Allah wala and those people who understand the specks of sand that is on their shoes, شرف حاصل ان کو موٹیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے, where they have got more superiority over the pearls and diamonds which are in the crowns of the kings. The specks of sand which is in the on the shoes of the Allah wala, they are more superior than the beautiful diamonds and pearls which are in the crowns of the kings. That is this Allah wala, what is their value? Chaman mein jaisi hoti hai anadil ki pazirai, and in the garden sometimes this nightingale, how beautifully it sings and it takes over the whole garden and everyone, like there is a jalsa for the, and the main speaker, guest speaker is the nightingale. And how that beautiful garden is, that's a nightingale singing so beautiful in the garden. Kabhi wo martaba hote hai sehrao mein zaahon ke, and can ever in the deserts and in the jungles, the crows, can they compare with this garden where the nightingales are singing? Can the two ever be equal? So the people of this dunya, can they ever be equal with Allah wala? Allah wala, the specks of sand on their shoes is more superior than the diamonds and pearls in the crowns of the kings. So where can they be compared? How the truth is, you cannot compare the two. What are Allah wala? Wo sab ke saath reh kar bhi khuda ke saath rehte hain. And Allah wala is such that they mix with people also, with their family also, but their heart is with Allah all the time. Whenever they will eat, they will see Allah's ni'mat. They will remember Allah. When they will eat with Bismillah, they will remember Allah Ta'ala. When they sleep, when they see their family, they think of Allah. Whatever, all the time they are with Allah Ta'ala. So they are with everyone, living lives like us. And this is where we get deceived. They also people like us. They also have to go to toilet. They also have to buy food. They also have to eat food. They like us, but their hearts are with Allah Ta'ala all the time. مگر کچھ اہل دل ہی آشنا ہے ایسے رازوں کے, but there are few only people of the heart who recognize these people and know that these people are all the time with Allah Ta'ala. Though they are with us all the time, they sit and talk with us also, they travel with us also, they do everything with us, but there are few people who realize that these people, but the body they are with us, but with their hearts they are not with us. With their heart and soul, they are by Allah Ta'ala. Once in Hardoi, there was a jalsa, and Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahab Pratabgari Rahmatullah Ali was making bayan. Next to him was sitting Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahab Rahmatullah Ali at the bottom. Next to him was our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, and next to him was Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab, Rahmat the scene of such awliya. And then during the course of the talk, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab kept quiet. As the Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali looked up to him and told, whispered in the ears of our Shaykh that at this moment Hazrat is not with us. His body is here, but he is by Allah Ta'ala. So this is what, and there are few people like that, and even less who recognize these people. Fortunate are those who recognize and aspire to become, and very fortunate are those who are like that, whose hearts are by Allah Ta'ala. وہ کرگز جو کسی مردہ پر ہوتا ہے فدا اختر, that vulture that gives its life on a carrion, on a dead animal. Vultures, all these things, they eat dead animals. Hey, so that animal, وہ کیا جانے کے کیا رتبے ہیں ان کے شاہبازوں کے, what do they know, what is the position of the eagles? The eagles soar high and they fly high, and this vultures, they go down on the ground for dead animals. So people who are after carrion of this dunya, dead women, who are walking dead women, dead houses, dead gardens, who are after that, and those who are flying to Allah, where can the two be compared? Those who fly to Allah Ta'ala, what is their position? And those who go on the ground and want this carrion, what is their value? No value whatsoever. May Allah grant us these realities, and these ash'ar of Hazrat have got volumes and volumes, and may Allah make it comes in our heart. Even if one fraction, one percentage come, it's kamyabi for us. May Allah bless us. And the least is that if we are not there, we at least admire and appreciate those who are there. Even that is a great thing. Otherwise, the people of dunya, Hazrat has mentioned it, that they don't even know. They think we got everything. In our degrees, in our shops, in our businesses. And how many of us who are even sitting here, we also think, hey, money is the big thing. To have a lot of money, big shops and yeah, big degrees and that. That is the thing. But those who are Allah wala, they will know, even if we haven't got it, but these are the true values. To be connected, not only ilm of deen, that is also a great thing, but to be connected with Allah, to have Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that, inshaAllah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے منے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی, وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا ہے اور آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کے گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. قرآن ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, قرآن ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو, کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو, غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو, نشائش کے الہی یارو نشائش کے الہی یارو چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے کیسا پیارا ہے اللہ ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ عشق خدا کی آگ جو پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں جس سے معاصی کے وہ سارے خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں جس سے معاصی کے وہ سارے خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے سب کہہ دو ماشاء اللہ سب کہہ دو ماشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اب تک جو ہونا تھا ہوا اب دل سے توبہ کرتے ہیں اب تک جو ہونا تھا ہوا اب دل سے توبہ کرتے ہیں ترک معاصی کا اے اثر ہم آج ارادہ کرتے ہیں اپنے شیخ کی محفل میں ہم لوگ یہ وعدہ کرتے ہیں اب اللہ کو راضی کریں گے اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے سب کہہ دو انشاء اللہ سب کہہ دو انشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم انشاءاللہ tomorrow morning ابھی آؤ مشورہ After Fajr Salah, there will be a program here in the Masjid. I would request all the brothers to participate. And inshallah, 10 o'clock will be our mashwara taking place regarding the Islahi Jalsa. I would request for all the brothers to come with all the preparations what they are doing for the Islahi Jalsa. And then inshallah, Hazrat will be traveling the following week to the Lowfell area. So any brothers who want to join, inshallah, should inform Hazrat. 14, 15, 16 of Rabiul Akhir. It is the... 4, 5, 6 of February. Inshallah, there will be an Islahi Jalsa taking place in Nelspruit on Yom Sabt, that Saturday. So the brothers should also, it's a few days' safar, And on Saturday, Insha Allah, Mustafa will be the Isra Jalsa taking place there.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu salli ala Sayyidina wa ala Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa ala Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.